T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Marks and Racer back, and it's time for the Tuesday Topic Train, and let's get right into it. Movie stars Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, they were married. I don't know when they married for, like a little over a year, something like that.
Sounds about right.
Johnny Depp's a lunatic, known to abuse a lot of drugs, and they're getting divorced right now. And in the divorce trial, some information or some news is coming out, including that Amber Heard, according to Johnny Depp, pooped in bed as a prank. Now, Joe, I don't know if you've ever done that.
I haven't.
I haven't either.
That's quite a prank, though. I'm not, like, that is taking the prank to the... What's the joke? I don't know.
It's a good question. I don't know. It's a really good question. Why, like, what it, like, are people laughing? Did he do that to her?
Now, the story I read said allegedly she did this.
She hasn't
been proven.
So she blamed, according to accusations, she blamed their Yorkie, their dog, their Yorkshire Terrier, Boo.
I feel like that's a pretty easy, right. It doesn't take a jury to figure out who did that.
Now, Johnny Depp claimed that the feces was too small, that it would have had to been from a bigger dog or a human, which is why he didn't believe. You know, a Yorkie's probably 5 pounds. You know, that's like a cat. Even worse, going to the bathroom.
Wouldn't you want to believe it was the dog, though? Wouldn't you convince yourself, like, you know what? I'm going to believe it's the dog.
Do you think she yelled, got him, when you saw it?
Yes.
Well, here's the other thing. Apparently, he believes that she did it as revenge because he was two hours late to her 30th birthday party. So she got back
Johnny
at
doing?
Him. I'm not sure.
You think he called her Amber Turd?
You know, I've heard of the, you know, when you put the bucket of water on the door, you open the door a little bit, yeah. You put a bucket at the top, so you open up the door. Like, that's a prank.
Yeah, that's silly. Like, you laugh at that.
You egg them, some toilet paper in the tray.
Someone's sleeping, you put their hand in hot water.
Yes.
That's a prank.
Yeah.
What she did's not a prank.
Defecating in bed, though, I would say is not a prank.
You think Al's going to steal this one?
I hope not. Is this a good one? A good prank? Good or bad prank?
I think it's a bad prank.
From an outside perspective, it's a good prank.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I don't. Where do you go from here? How do you top that? Right? If you're trying to get back at her,
the game's
right.
Over. The prank's over.
Yeah, the prank's over.
Do we know if Johnny started this?
Yeah, no. I want to know what he did first.
I mean, honestly, depending on what you read, you read that it was pranking. You read it was revenge for, like I said, not showing up to being 2 hours late to the party.
Why would it be revenge? She's in the bed.
Yeah, she's hurting herself.
It's
listen, her bed.
If I was pissed at my spouse for being late to my birthday party, the first thing that comes to my mind wouldn't be to drop a deuce in bed.
On your own bed.
I'm just saying. All right, a recent story on the website The Big Lead listed the 25 weakest, most pathetic team names in pro sports.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to give you the names because overall it was a weak article, right? But it did name one Philadelphia team as having one of the weakest name that made the 25. Who do you think it would be?
The Phillies.
You say the Phillies. Jack, what do you say, Joe?
Flyers.
It was actually the Philadelphia Flyers. You are correct.
Why?
They just said it was, I mean, I don't know the reasoning.
Well, what's the softer name, Phillies or Flyers?
Philadelphia's a strong city.
Yeah,
like
I don't.
Phillies?
I don't,
right,
have, I don't have an issue with any of the names. Now, you know how the Flyers got their nickname? It was just, I think, the sister Ed Snyder. They were trying to come up with a name for the team, and they actually put it out there as a contest. And I think his sister came up with the flyers, and they liked it. And then when they were looking for submissions, one 10-year-old boy actually said the flyers, so he ended up winning the contest because that's what they liked.
So a kid named the team.
Yes.
Hey, it worked.
It did work.
Yeah, it's a good name.
So what's the best nickname in the city?
I like the Sixers.
76ers is, yes.
That fits the most.
Like 1776, yeah. The Sixers or whatever. And the worst? Is it the Flyers?
I mean, the Phillies are, it's just so generic.
Yeah, I mean, Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah, we're used to it, but it's a generic name.
All right. Jack, are you jonesing for some adult entertainment in the quarantine?
Not really.
Well, if you're looking for some, head to Rhode Island, where at least a few of their strip clubs are open for business for outdoor entertainment. Outdoor strip clubs, including Sims Avenue Gentlemen Club in Providence. They don't have the lap dance. They have the side dance.
Now, would that go into the same protocol as, like, a rain out when there's a game? Like, what happens when it's bad weather? Everyone goes home?
I think they're closed. Well, so they have a stage outside, but they can't do the, you know, like, the lap dance or
right.
the whatever.
Distancing.
Yeah, you have to be distanced. So they do, like, they were trying to do a social distancing side dance, but they stopped it because no one wanted it.
Imagine being at the brainstorming meeting, like, how can we still drum up business without, you know, anything?
It's tough to do.
I have to imagine it's hard.
And here's another thing that's hard. Getting a dancer to come in because they're not making any money. So the one club can only get one measly girl to come in to work. So
imagine you walking down the street, you don't even realize where you are. You're like, what is going on over there?
Yeah, no, and they actually blocked it off so you couldn't see it from the highway,
oh,
too.
Well, you don't want accidents.
No, but you'd see it from the highway, and they actually had to stop it. That was also a part of it. All right, Joe West, everybody's favorite umpire, is he's going to be umpiring this year. Despite the age restriction, he's 67 years old, and he's been classified as high risk because of his age, but he's not opting out of the season. He said, quote, look, most of these people that they're reporting are dying are not healthy to begin with. I've lost 25 pounds over the winter. I'm playing golf every day in the heat. I'm fine. I'm not going to back down now.
Apparently, the MLB deputy commissioner was taken aback when they told him, like, Joe, you know, you're 67, you can opt out. And he's like, no, I'm doing it. Like, they were shocked.
They couldn't believe it.
It's all joking aside, it's not a good idea.
No,
Joe
it's not.
Should go home for the summer.
He said, I don't believe in my heart that all these deaths have been from the coronavirus. I believe it may have contributed to some of the deaths. So he sounds like at least half of a truther.
Yeah, and Joe golfs every day, he says. So he's in good enough shape to beat this thing if he gets it.
Karen West.
Well, let's hope so. All right, that's the topic train for a Tuesday. There you go. Yeah, the Johnny Depp, the Amber Heard thing is, nothing would shock me that Johnny Depp did. He admitted in the divorce, in the trial, that he's pretty much done every drug that he was when he was married to her.
So you're saying Johnny had this one coming?
No, I don't think anybody should have that coming. I mean, I'm not a big prankster, but I couldn't imagine, you know, even pee. Like, what is going on?
Again, it's also her bed. That's the most important key to this. Like, she's hurting herself.
Right.
Unless they were at that point sleeping in different beds. Like, that's one
detail. Could have been.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting divorced.
Or she's a total lunatic and thought that was a good idea. I don't know. Jack, what's are you a prankster?
Not really. I don't think that's a prank, though.
What is it? What do we classify that as?
It's sick.
Psychotic.
No, yeah, it's psychotic. It's sick. Who does that? I mean, divorce him. Like, be mean to him.
Don't poop in his
Yell
bed.
At yeah. him. Scream at him.
I mean, who's ever heard of such a thing? It's unbelievable.
I mean, no one walks out of that laughing.
No.
Yeah, like ha ha ha. I really got Johnny. Oh, what'd you do, Amber? Oh, I pooped in the bed.
Yeah, is there a
I got him back.
Is there a gotcha when he sees it?
Nailed it.
I gotcha. Oh man. All right, let's get back to the phones. 215-592-9494. A lot of people trying to get in today. We've been very busy. Now's the time if you want to try to get in again. Deshaun Jackson, he had the Instagram story. It led off by saying Hitler said, which is never a good lead, Joe. He apologized today. I don't think it was a very good apology. He did apologize. Maybe when all this kind of settles down and he has better thoughts on it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say that, more or less, that, you know, I definitely didn't mean it to the extent that you guys took it, I believe him. But it comes off as sounding like, well, I'm sorry that you're sorry. Right? Like, I don't think Deshaun posted this with the intent that a lot of people are looking at right now. And that's ignorance. I mean, it's pure ignorance, which, by the way, it's a defense, but it's not a good one.
No, and it doesn't excuse it. And then he went on at the end and said, I probably shouldn't post things with Hitler attached to it. It's not a probably. Like, when you apologize for something and you mean it and you want to make people feel better, you say, I made a big mistake here. I am sorry. This will never happen again. I'm going to learn. Like, it's not... I'm not a PR person, but this isn't hard to do an apology that people will feel better. And I don't think he did that today. And then there's a way to do this. And my guess is the Eagles didn't help him craft this. He wrote it. I mean, he said
they probably gave him something. And then you can tell when he was kind of going off the cuff.
Yeah, and that was the problem. He could have. I know people will say, well, it's insincere if you just read something, but at least it would have been the right words.
But on video, it's tough to read something unless you're looking down.
Yes.
And no one wants to watch him read a statement.
Well, he could have just put out a statement.
He could have put out a statement.
He didn't have to go on Instagram. Like, not everything has to be on video. Malcolm did his thing on video with Drew Brees. Like, we don't, and not everything has to be viewed. Just say it.
Let me ask you this. Do you, I'm not going to say respect him more, but do you look at it and say, well, you know what? Like, he actually wanted to give a real apology to where, I mean, listen, it wasn't great because he really didn't take responsibility. He almost like he didn't know what he was apologizing for.
Right.
He knew that he offended people. He knew a lot of people were upset. There's no doubt about that. But it didn't seem like he really understood why he did offended so many people.
Yeah, it could have helped if maybe he took 10 more minutes to think about it or ask the Eagles for some help here. It felt like everything moved too fast. Like, everyone, last night, no one was talking about this. We woke up, everyone was.
Everybody was.
And then before we even got in here, I was listening to Cameron Ritchie on the way, and they played, it was the first time I heard of it, they played Deshaun's apology. Like, it moved fast, and I don't think it was put together well enough.
Yeah, you always wonder, like, you're like, all right, so when are the Eagles going to have a statement? When's it going to come out? So the Eagles' statement came out a little bit before. Was it a little bit before Deshaun's?
I think it was a little bit before.
Came out, so maybe like 15, 20 minutes, a half hour before. So it's like, all right, Eagles' statement came out. So now you're like, all right, Deshaun's statement's going to come out too.
And they did.
Because I'm sure they were talking to him and his representative and his agent or whatever all morning. You know, it's like, you know, what are you doing? I'm sure he had conversations with Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie. You know, Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman are Jewish.
Yeah, I mean, the first apology needs to be to them. Like, hey, I'm sorry for this. And then he has to apologize to everyone else.
Yep. So now the question is, what should the Eagles do? And there's a lot of speculation. Adam Schefter put out a tweet a couple hours ago that was kind of detailing how maybe they could walk away from Deshaun Jackson.
Which was interesting that he even put that out. You know, it's one thing for us to naturally speculate. And I think most NFL fans are wondering, like, hey, is he going to get cut for this? But Schefter's the only national media person I saw put out, like, could they? Would they? What are the cap ramifications? All that stuff. He put it out pretty quick.
Yeah, so this is what he said. He said, Eagles' decision on whether to keep Deshaun Jackson could come down to whether Post is a default under his contract. Jackson is guaranteed $4.8 million this year in salary and already received a $2 million option bonus. Eagle could try to figure a way out of the guaranteed salary first. Antonio Brown had... That happened to him. They were able to get out of the contract because of his behavior, right, with Deshaun, if they wanted to. And we don't know if they want to, but if they wanted to, could they? Maybe.
And I think that story up there, from my memory of it, it was Kraft that wanted him gone. The owner wanted him gone. And I don't think it mattered what Brady said or Belichick. Like,
well, the Raiders.
The Raiders, too.
With the whole Raiders thing, he had money that he was guaranteed, but he defaulted on that.
Right. They got rid of the contract. Then he went to New England, and I think it was when the owner wanted him out, he was gone.
Belichick and Brady wanted him to keep him, and Kraft wanted him out.
Ultimately, this comes down to Jeff Lurie, right? If Jeff Lurie wants this guy on his football team, he'll probably stay here. If he wants him gone, then Howie or Doug are going to say, Jeff Lurie, he just will cut him.
Right.
He's the owner.
Right. Which, I don't believe that's going to happen, but... Some people out there actually think that maybe this isn't as settled as we think it is, and there still is a possibility, based on what happens after this, that he could be let go. And it's our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville. They're offering 5 years of no interest for all diamond rings purchased in July. You can get that engagement ring right now and pay it off in 5 years, interest-free. Shop local at Mark's and buy her the ring that she wants and you want right now. Details are at Mark's-Jewelers.com. It'll be interesting to see how it works out, but this is what Les Bowen tweeted. He says, I'm pretty sure that they're waiting to see how the dust settles, how Deshaun handles the need for not just apology, but atonement. Their statement today spoke of continuing to have productive and meaningful discussion with Deshaun. That would argue against the release for now. And we said that. like everything that's in the statement from the Eagles, and I'll read it right now. We've spoken with DeSean Jackson about a social media post. Regardless of his intentions, the message he shared were offensive, harmful, and absolutely appalling. They have no place in our society and are not condoned or supported in any way by the organization. We are disappointed, and we reiterated that to DeSean, the importance of not only apologizing, but also using his platform to take action to promote unity, equality, and respect. We are continuing to evaluate the circumstances and will take appropriate action. We take these matters very seriously and are committed to continuing to have productive and meaningful conversations with DeSean, as well as our players and staff, in order to educate, learn, and grow. So, right there, it seems like to both of us that they're not intent on getting rid of him.
Yeah, that last sentence tells me that they're going to work with him to try to make this thing better. That signals to me he's going to stay here and he's going to be part of this football team.
Yeah, 215-592-9494. But I guess that, like, let me real quick with Riley Cooper. And I was reading something about this morning where Mike Vick was interviewed a couple years ago about Riley Cooper and how he said that, like, Riley Cooper just, like, never texted him back. Like, after the initial with everything that happened with him, and Mike Vick actually stood up for him and took a lot of crap from his teammates for doing it, you know, years after that or after he gets a new contract, just, like, he Mike sent him a couple texts and he didn't respond back or whatever, and really they have no relationship after that or had no relationship after that. Riley Cooper didn't do anything. He got a new contract. Did you ever feel like that he atoned for that or did anything for that?
No.
Or grew as a person or anything like that? No. And maybe that's what they want to see out of DeSean Jackson.
And I think that's fair to see some sort of growth, to see something he's going to say or do to make it feel like, all right, he knows he made a mistake. Let's move forward here.
All right, let's go to the phones. Dave in Camden. Dave, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Dave, how are you?
Doing pretty good today, man. This afternoon, man. How y'all doing, man?
Thank you. Doing well.
First time caller. I'm normally listening to the other station or whatever. You guys know who I'm talking about.
Don't listen to him.
I like both of you guys.
Thank you.
But I've been listening to the program for quite some time, and I've been hearing what's been being said or whatever, whatnot. And certain things that certain people said kind of caught my attention, and I actually want to put my little two cents into this whole situation.
Sure.
About the DeSean Jackson thing or whatever, whatnot. Hey, people make mistakes, all right? No one's perfect. I get it. I'm not excusing what he did. I'm not trying to justify what he said or what he did or whatnot, whatever. But people make mistakes. And I'm quite sure there's far more egregious things that's going on in the world right now to be worried about than, you know, a simple post or whatever, whatnot. Now, to reiterate on some things that some people said or whatever, whatnot, actually, the real Jews are black, and that's been proven. Science has proven that. DNA proves that the real Jews are black, are us African Americans and a few other ethnicities.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually is in the Bible. If you look in Solomon.
Yeah, but Dave, let me ask you this. Let me tell you this. You say it's in the Bible. I don't believe in God. I'm agnostic. So you're telling me that something's a fact, right? You're telling me it's in the Bible. I think that's a story, right? I think that's fiction. Okay, so like for you to you have to understand that not everybody is a Christian,
right?
Not everybody believes in the Bible, right? I'm not a Christian. Okay, I'm not. It doesn't make me a bad person, but it's what I am. I'm not going to sit here and hear theories and crap thrown out there to defend DeSean Jackson. DeSean Jackson started off with this post saying, Hitler said. You can't say that.
Also, can we just be clear here? I mean, I know sometimes we throw all these things around and we kind of get muddled up. Judaism is a religion. Black is a race, right? Like, they're not the same thing here. Like, he said the real Jews are black. Like, what are we talking about? Judaism is a religion. Like, I don't even understand, like, how... this theory that DeSean was talking, it doesn't matter. Guess what? It doesn't matter because not everyone believes it. Two, I don't know about this facts that we're talking about here. And three, he quoted a quote that was attributed to Hitler. Like, it should start and end there. Like, we don't have to defend that.
Yeah, I don't want to get involved in the religious discussion. Okay, I don't. I have no interest in doing
it. It's right,
right
and wrong. Like, it's not about. It doesn't have to come down to religion. It's right and wrong. If you're using a quote from Hitler, I'm going to guess it's wrong.
Yes,
that's it.
Yes. No. And by the way, it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate. So some people may think it's not that big of a deal. You know who thinks it's probably a big of a deal? Jewish people.
Yes.
And that's who took it like that. And just regular people that can see that it's wrong. Right? Like you said this earlier. DeSean Jackson, people are going to bitch and complain about it. And you know what? It's going to be over. He's probably not going to lose his job. You know what? I don't want him to lose his job. I don't believe DeSean Jackson hates Jewish people. I don't believe that, right? I don't know what he was doing. I think he's ignorant to everything, right? I don't really know what he believes, right? Here's what I do know, that he decided to put that up there. He decided to put up there that said, Hitler said, right? That's it. It's over after that. Say you're sorry and move on from it.
Yeah, he's wrong. In that moment, he's wrong. It doesn't matter if you think he's coming from a good place or he's not a bad guy. And I think most people that we've talked to today don't feel like he's a bad guy. Don't feel like he does hate Jewish people. But you've made the mistake there. Once you do that, there's no going back. The mistake was made. That's unfortunate. But here's the reality. DeSean Jackson's not a very smart person. He's fast. He's a good receiver. He might be a decent guy.
He's not great at articulating what.
I don't think he's very bright. I mean, I don't know bright people that would do this.
Right.
It's unfortunate.
Let's go to Anthony in Jersey. Hi, Ant. How are you?
What's up, Joe? What's up, John? How are you guys doing today?
What's up, brother?
Not much. I think we should keep DeSean Jackson. Just personally, I still think what he said was not right at all. But the way you look at it is he said that everybody should get a second chance like we gave Vic. But, like, you have guys like Zeke and Tyreek Hill who were, at charge for, for domestic violence and all that, and they're still in the league. But I didn't really hear anybody complain about them being off the team, cut them, and all that. So I think we should keep him because he is, our only veteran receiver we have right now with Alshon on the IR.
So is it about that, though?
Because,
that's a totally different discussion. Either you think he should be with the team or not. I mean, I guess the reality is that some people will think that he should be with the team because he's their best receiver, not because of what you think. I think he should be with the team because I believe in redemption, and I don't think DeSean Jackson's a bad person. I think that a lot of people can learn from this, from what happened.
I think he deserves a second chance because he didn't mean what he said at all. Because if you look at what he's done during this whole Black Lives Matter movement, he's just been outspoken, and the cleats he's going to wear this year supports all the people that died from it. So he's far from it, and I think he doesn't understand what he meant to put out there.
All right, Anthony, appreciate it. 215-592-9494. We'll continue the DeSean conversation, but on the other side, Joel Embiid spoke today on the Sixers' chances, his hatred, he does not want to be in Orlando, he hates it, and his weight issue.
Good news, bad news?
I don't know. You're going to hear with us coming up next. And believe me, we're going to continue the DeSean discussion as well after this. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.